welcome to the AIA Great European Carnival on the main stage in 15 minutes. The Big Ben Show, juggling, unicycling, magic and balloons. The Big Ben Show, all the way from London, is on stage soon. That's right, award-winning entertainer from the UK. He's got the Bronze Award in swimming and came second in the Sherrington Junior School's Egg and Spoon Race in 1979. Not only that, weighing in at a healthy 7 pounds and 10 ounces in 1971, and of course, best known for his famous role as the second thief in the Invicta Infant School 1976 Nativity Play production. On stage in slightly less than 15 minutes, it's the Big Ben Show!
Actually, welcome to the stop AI it. Go away. Stop it, Kieran. Stop it. We've heard you. Stop. Be quiet. No, I'm not going to be on stage. Stop it. Hello. Welcome. Well, I'm not going to be on stage in about 15 minutes' time. I have actually just finished the AIA Great European Carnival in Central and Hong Kong, and it's a blast. Love it. Third year I've done it. Really, really good fun. And giving me the voiceover intro to my stage show, which I was doing every day, non-stop for 2.5 months, was Kieran Love, the great Kieran Love, and you can check him out on episode 44 and on episode 56 of this podcast series. Welcome, this is Big Ben, this is Meet the Entertainers. Just getting back with some, getting back to the podcasting after a short break. I'm sure you know you've all missed me, right? Yes, no, not at all. Today I've got a mini episode. Let's call this a tip for making extra money, question mark. Well, a giant, big question mark, because, well, I don't think you could make money doing this, but it did happen. I did make a lot of money at the carnival on one specific day. I'll tell you what happened. I was doing a magic trick, which involves $5, $10 bills. These are Hong Kong dollar bills, not US. So they're not. It's not Hong Kong dollar bills are not worth as much as US dollar bills. And the trick is the kid seems to get all the $5 bills, thinks he's going to win them all, and then at the last minute he fails, and I grab the $10 bills back, put them in my pocket, and give him a balloon or like some candy instead. I've been doing this this trick for about 20 years. Incidentally, I got the idea from a performer called Tony Vera. I'm not sure if you pronounce that, V-E-R-A. He's a legendary New York busker. And it was a book I read about 20 years ago by Professor Sally Harrison Pepper called Drawing a Circle in the Square. I highly recommend you have a look at that book. This was long before the internet, so performers like me would get ideas from anywhere. I mean, there was no internet to get it from, and especially if someone in Singapore like me, there was no other performers to have a look at. So anything I could read or find, I'd have to imagine a picture in my head. I couldn't see what it was. I couldn't see what Tony Vera was doing, but I read about this trick he did, and I thought, yeah, I could do something like that. Anyway, so I've done this trick in the show, and I've got the $5, $10 bills back, and they're in my pocket. And I also do a gag, a kind of a running gag through my show where my trousers keep falling off. If you want to know how to do that, you have zips down the side of your trousers, and you have poppers at the side. You unclip the poppers. You've undone the zip previously, and the trousers just fall off, almost like a stripper. So I do that quite a lot. And at the end of my show, my trousers fell off as normal. And unfortunately, I was not wearing my deep pocket shorts, because I was doing so many shows at the AIA Carnival that my undershorts, which normally have deep pockets to keep the $10 bills in, were constantly being washed. So I was wearing a secondary set, and these pockets weren't so deep. And as my trousers fell off, revealing my undershorts, the pocket got caught and my $10 fell out. So there's a pile of $10 notes on the floor, scattered around me, so I quickly kind of grab them all up and stuff them back in my pocket and say, okay, sorry, thanks very much, goodbye, but as I'm about to leave, a boy to say, look, you haven't picked up all your $10. There's one here. So I was like, oh, sorry about that. Thank you very much. So he gave me the $10. I gave him a candy to say thank you very much. And I'm ready to leave. Then someone says, no, there's another $10. Like, oh, you are sorry. Here's another candy for you. And someone else, hey, there's another $10 you've dropped. I dropped $10 notes everywhere. Maybe I dropped it halfway through the show. And then someone comes up and tries to give me a $20 note. And I'm like, hang on, no. I was using $10 notes in my show. So that 20 is definitely yours, okay? I'm not going to steal your money, right? The show's already paid for. You don't have to pay me. Thank you. Okay. I go backstage. The show's finished. And I'm tidying up my props. And I sort out the $10 bills. And instead of five of them, there's about nine or ten. And I realised what had happened. People had been giving me money. Just as if I was a busker, like Tony Vera. Hey! So there's a way to make money. Take care, guys. And goodbye.
Welcome to the AIA.
No, that's enough, okay? Stop it. Stop it. Take care. Goodbye. Stop it.